Chris Cottrell with you, KDB Sports here late on a Monday afternoon, catching up with the big fella from Scotts Bluff High, about 6 hours away now, talking about Garrett Nelson, just completed his first spring football session at the University of Nebraska. Garrett, thanks for a few minutes. We'll get to the spring game in a moment, but just a big picture overall, how have you been acclimating to college life and doing it quickly after you left here at the end of the first semester of high school? How's everything going for you right now?
Oh, it's been a very easy transition. Being prepared and being mentally prepared to know what I got to do when I come here and understanding how college works. Obviously, there's a adjustment time. There's a learning curve to go through. It wasn't as big as I expected. After the first couple, probably two practices in, I knew how things were going to be, and I knew what I had to do. And I just went with it and adjusted with it. Classes are easy. You just got to stay on top of your stuff. And, I mean, it's not a big thing. Living with three roommates and doing the college thing. So, I mean, it's not the hardest thing in the world.
No, it's definitely not that. It's probably one of the better things in the world. So you get to Lincoln, you get settled in. What was your first day in the weight room like there, and what some of the guys were like hanging out and just kind of starting to get back into the rhythm of football, weight room, and being a teammate?
Yeah, I mean, the first couple of days in the weight room was great. Guys were intense. They wanted to work, and that's what I love. We're all moving a ton of weight, loving every second of it, screaming and having loud music on. So exactly what I expect to be and exactly what I want it to be. Hanging around those guys is great. You know, we spend probably 16 hours a day with each other, and I wouldn't really want to have it any other way.
So first day of spring practice rolls around, you slap the pads on, you get the helmet on. Right then and there, it settles in that you're a Nebraska Cornhusker. That had to have been a special feeling when you were getting ready for that first practice.
Definitely. I was more, I didn't really set in at the moment. I was more focused on, going to destroy somebody in practice and prove that I belong here. But it really hit me when we put the stripes in the end on our helmet, because we just had white helmets during spring practice. And finally, when they put that in on my helmet, I'd been staring at it for a while now, and it kind of hit me that, wow, man, I'm part of this team. So I've seen plenty of pictures and videos with the end on their helmet. So it was kind of a surreal moment when I kind of stopped and looked at it for a while.
You just kind of touched on maybe my next question, trying to prove yourself that you belong and that you mean business and you can be a part of this winning program and be a part of it immediately and make a contribution. How did you feel you did throughout your first spring ball and setting out to accomplish that goal? And do you think you did it?
I did. In my mind, what I wanted to accomplish is what was accomplished. I wanted to prove that I can make an impact immediately, and that I can be one of those guys that can count on early and whenever they need me to be. I definitely wish there was more football to be played. I'm going to be honest with you. If we could play football year round, I'd probably do that. But with the amount of time I had, I maximized what I could do. The amount of reps I had in the spring game and even in practice, I peeked out of what I wanted, what I need to do, and what I learned. Obviously, there's a truckload more to learn. I came in like I knew football and I knew a little bit about defense, but getting around the great minds of Coach Tinnander and Coach DeWitt and the rest of the guys in those offices, I have a lot more to learn, which is exciting for me because, I love football and I love learning the game. So any little thing I can pick up that is useful to me, I love to learn it and love to practice it. In this offseason, getting to know a little bit more ins and outs of what other people are doing on the defense instead of just me and maybe two or three other dudes, I'd love to know what the whole scheme is. What our plans is on down a distance, field position, situation of the game, things like that. Coach Tinnander talks about the game inside the game. So that's what I'm just trying to learn right now.
So throughout the course of spring practice, what were you running? Twos, threes? Were you switching in and out different groups? Where were you kind of settling in? Where were you seeing yourself daily?
The first couple of practices I was running with threes, and the rest of the spring I was with twos. What I remember how it worked out was I think maybe the first two practices I was threes. The rest of the week I was running with twos. Then the next week I was with twos. And I think at the end of that week I was running with the ones, and the rest of practice practices and even the spring game. I was running with the ones and twos.
There you go. Had the spring game on, obviously, Saturday morning. I couldn't tell if you got a special team snap or two right away, but it looked like you made your first defensive snap, and on that first snap you made a tackle. Next play, a quarterback hurry. So you made your impact the minute you got out there on the field, and I think that's no surprise to any of us out here.
Well, Simon Odie, my cousin, we had a depth set for our outside linebackers, and I was out there on the field right away because I looked at the chart and I assumed I'd be out there, but I think Quayne Pern took the first couple reps, and Pop and David Alston took the second. So I went over the sideline. I was like, Odie, we got to get out there, dude. What are you doing? And he was like, I'm sorry, this is the rotation. And I finally just ran out of the field with me and him, and we took I can't remember what rotate the second, I think it was the second or third set of reps on the field for the white team. But we went up, like you said, I made that tackle for loss and the quarterback hurry. And I think I was on maybe two punt reps before that. Then at half switched to the reds with the ones and made my impact there. But I was almost yelling at Odie. I was like, get on the field, man. What are you doing?
Hey, the celebration you came up with off the field when you got up off that tackle, man, that looked pretty reminiscent of a Friday night with the big S on the side of the helmet.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'd have to plan out my celebrations more or something because I just kind of kicked up my leg. So I think I got to bring a little bit more electricity to when the defense is making plays and when I'm making plays.
All right, and I'll get you out of here on this one, big guy. The video that the Husker football account tweeted the night at the lead center. You were the lead man, the opening act. You looked the part. Tell me where that outfit came from and what the thought process was behind sporting that look to the big event that night.
So I knew I didn't want to just wear a normal suit because, you know, everybody wears normal suits and that's great. So I wanted to stand out a little bit because, you know, why not? That's just kind of me. I want to be different from everybody. So I was like, you know, what's the best way I can do this? So Coach Duvall and the rest of the coaches usually wear cowboy boots with just in jeans or in when they're going out. So I was like, you know, maybe I should do that. And I was talking with them. They were like, oh, that's a great idea. So I borrowed my roommate's cowboy boots because I left mine at home. And I asked Coach Duvall for his cowboy hat. And he said he was going to church, so he couldn't make it. So I knew Jacob Weinmaster had a cowboy hat. So I asked him, borrowed it, put it on, and I guess the outfit came together, and as soon as I started walking up, the dude with the camera was like, Garrett. And I was like, yeah. He's like, dude, the fans are gonna love this, dude. I gotta take a video of this. So that's how it kind of came to be.
Hey, the suit was great and the look was great, but what set it off was the old school mullet still coming out the back. It all looked perfect.
The hair in the wind, baby.
Oh, good stuff. Hey, I know you got to get busy. I know you got somewhere to be. I'll let you go. Congratulations on getting through your first spring. Look great on Saturday. We'll catch up again soon. Continue to tear it up, and best of luck, man.
Appreciate it. Thanks, man.